It was as a repairman that Gargiulo first insinuated himself into Ellerin's life. Described by her Los Altos, California high school friend, Reno Trippiano, as super fun and outgoing, Ellerin moved to L.A. from the San Francisco Bay Area in September 2000 to attend the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. She just had a spark to her that you'd gravitate to. Justin Peterson, her first roommate in the two-bedroom rental, told the jury as he began to explain how Gargiulo would call their house more than 20 times offering to fix their heater, and one time menacingly flashed the knife he wore holstered beneath his pant leg. Caught loitering outside their house one night at 2:30 a.m., Gargiulo stuttered and then he started telling me stuff that was very odd, Peterson said. Namely, that Gargiulo couldn't go home because the FBI was at his house to collect DNA samples from him in the investigation of a murder in Chicago. Another friend, Christopher Duran, recalled more creepy behavior. Gargiulo was parking in front of the house, staring, showing up at parties uninvited. I told Ashley we shouldn't have him around. The day Ellerin was killed, she took her father, Michael, to the airport after he'd spent a week helping her paint and fix up her place. We were feathering her nest, he said. Michael and Ellerin's mom, Cynthia, wanted Ashley to go out and take over the world, and she could do it, Trippiano says. Ashley was all that was good in the world, and her death is just this reminder of how awful things can be. Police say she was attacked from behind as she got ready for her date with Kutcher, sometime after her last phone conversation with the rising star that night. The deep left-to-right slash across her neck indicated a left-handed murder. Gargiulo, a boxer, is left-handed. The last time Ricky Picaccio saw his daughter, Trisha, all 95 pounds of her, it was 2 days before the high school graduate was set to leave their suburban Chicago home to start as a freshman at Purdue University. She was getting dressed to go to a school rally after one of her famously long showers, Ricky testified in court. I made the comment to her, "How can a little person use so much water?" He remembered Gargiulo, a neighborhood friend of Trisha's brother Doug, coming around for help with a car repair.